The issue of migrants and refugees, and the politics of belonging, have been a topic of heated debate for many years. While the international community has made strides in providing immediate assistance to refugees, it remains a challenge to develop long-term solutions and support for displaced individuals and their host communities. The three durable solutions, repatriation, local integration, and resettlement, come with their own advantages and challenges, but they remain overshadowed by the rise of populism and anti-immigrant sentiments in affluent countries. As politicians continue to conflate refugees with other types of migrants, restrictive policies have made life difficult for refugees, while signaling to lower-income countries that they are largely on their own in providing safe havens. Efforts to prevent persecution, political violence, and facilitate peaceful conflict resolution could help reduce the refugee population. However, the issue of internally displaced persons remains inseparable from that of refugees, and international law in this area is less developed. The situation in the EU is particularly bleak, with conservative leaders in Italy, Austria, Sweden, Poland, Hungary, and Denmark taking measures to reduce migration. The number of asylum applications in the EU is steadily increasing, and Frontex, the bloc's border control agency, detected 330,000 illegal crossings last year, up 64% from the previous year. As the World Development Report 2023 on Migrants, Refugees, and Societies emphasizes, cross-border mobility has the potential to be a powerful force for development if policies are put in place to promote safe, orderly, and regular migration. The report discusses the interaction between migrants and their societies, and how it can translate into development opportunities for countries of origin while presenting a policy trilemma for destination countries. The issue of migrants and refugees is complex and requires the concerted effort of the international community to provide long-term solutions and support for displaced individuals and their host communities. While policy changes are necessary, it is also important for individuals to recognize the humanity of those who are forced to flee their homes and seek safe havens elsewhere. Only by working towards creating a world where everyone has a place to call home can we address the politics of belonging and create societies that are more inclusive and diverse.